Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Megan Moran and I'm a missionary here at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today we are going to be reflecting on our reading from John's Gospel. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned, but whoever does not believe has already been condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the verdict, that the light came into the world, but the people preferred darkness to light, because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates light, and does not come toward the light, so that his works might not be exposed. But whoever lives the truth comes to the light, so that his works may be clearly seen as done in God. Okay, so today in John's Gospel, we get that classic line of God so loved the world. This is John 3:16. We see this all the time at sporting events and probably all over social media. This is a staple for the Christian life, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish but might have eternal life. Many people say that is the gospel summed up in one verse. But today I actually want to reflect on the latter part of this gospel today, where Jesus is talking to Nicodemus, and he's talking about how the light came into the world, but people prefer darkness to the light. It reminds me of a time whenever I was younger. There was this really popular water park around where I grew up, and it was just the highlight of the summer to go to this water park. But there's this one ride that I was always afraid of, but I still secretly kind of liked to do, where it was dark for about two-thirds of the ride. So you'd start off the ride with like an open water slide, so like you could see the world around you. But then as you would keep going, you would take your little tube and you would go into complete darkness. So you had nowhere, like no sense of direction. You didn't know which way you were going to turn next, or like how much water there was going to be that would splash on you or anything. It was just like a total mystery. And it would go in and out of this light and this darkness and this light and this darkness. And there were a couple of reasons why I didn't like it. I think the first one is that it was just scary not knowing where I was going to go from the darkness to the light. But there's also a reality that it just, after being in the darkness for so long, once you come back into the light on that water slide, the light is so bright that it actually like hurts your eyes, and it takes a while to adjust. So it can be like a little discombobulating. And I think this is kind of what Jesus is talking about, where people preferred the darkness to the light. I think it seems a little crazy to me why would you want to live in darkness over light? But whenever I think about that water slide analogy, it makes sense why I would prefer the darkness in that time over the light, because it hurts to come into the light sometimes because things are exposed, because we become comfortable being in the darkness. And I think for many of us listening to this today, we don't live in this quote-unquote darkness. We try to avoid sin. We try to pray and to frequent the sacraments. But I think there's still things in all of our lives that we keep hidden in the darkness because we're afraid of the hurt that might come whenever we bring it into light, or the exposure it might bring once we come into the light. But if we take this, the first part of what Jesus is saying in this gospel, and if we trust what he's telling Nicodemus, if we trust that what God says is true, then we can trust that what we bring to him, we're not going to be condemned. We believe in his name. We believe in who Jesus is and who he says he is. And it says whoever believes in him will not be condemned. So my question to you today is, what do we need to bring into the light today? What do we need to bring into the Father's gaze? Is there something that we're struggling with that we just need to talk to the Father about? Is there something that we did that we just feel guilty or shameful about? Whatever it is, the Lord wants to bring you into the light. He wants you to bring you into his goodness today, his simple goodness of truth and of love And he's not going to condemn you because you love him and you believe in him. So don't be afraid of bringing your stuff to him today. He wants to hear. He's a good father who wants to hear what his children are going through and what they're experiencing on a day-to-day basis. So once again, just bring that question to prayer sometime today. Maybe if you're driving right now, just ask him. Just pause the radio and say, God, what do I need to bring to you today? Father, what do I need to bring into your gaze today? Jesus, we trust you, and we know you want to bring goodness to our lives, and we trust that the words you speak will bring goodness and life to us. Again, this has been a scripture reflection on the Gospel of John. My name is Megan, and to learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, please visit us at damascus.net. God bless, and have a great day.